You've been tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the ShoeSwap, by the ShoeSwap, and for the ShoeSwap. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and check out our programming. Take out a membership and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the ShoeSwap, we've featured the music of the Neil Fraser Trio. Before the break, they played Toots Thielemans' Bluesette. Up next, the Django Train makes a whistle stop in Hungary. But first, musical director Jordan Dick talks about how his role in the Jazz Society has been an enriching experience.
Yeah, I've been mostly focusing on the writing and just the personal, private practice. It's always been my favorite thing and the thing that's always there and I can go back to. And every time we have one of these shows, whether I'm playing or I'm a listener, or when we had Harold Mayburn and he did a workshop before the show. So all the local musicians got together in the room here and they did a masterclass workshop, a performance Q&A type thing. And that was one of the best educational experiences I've had. Like, as good as anything that happened to me in college studying music there. It was just to have that connection with someone who's been there, like, you know.
Yes.
He's telling stories about Miles and Coltrane and West Montgomery, and it gave you like a visceral feeling, you know. You knew that this guy knew those players. And, it was special. I went home and I played for 10 hours the next day, and maybe I had 2 gigs the day after that and practiced all day. Yeah. So you got to have input to have output. So
yes,
that's what this jazz club's been great for. I've had a lot of input, and then, yeah, go home and tear my hair out trying to practice some of the stuff that everyone's playing here.
Pushing your boundaries.
Yeah, that's what this, one of the things this has been for me is it's how I outsource my education.
Right.
If I was still living in Toronto or if I was living in Vancouver, I'd be taking spend a lot of money on lessons and things like that, because it's just,
yeah,
my hobby is studying this music. It's my passion, my hobby, my part of my job, I guess. But here, not that there's not a lot of great players here, but, you know, it's nice to be able to bring people in from all over the country and then from the States too. And we've had some international artists as well. And it's,
yeah,
a learning experience. It's an education. I wonder if people really even know what we have going on here. I think it's special.
Thank you.
That's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed our visit with the Neil Fraser Trio. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. Don't forget to come back at this time next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.